Music. Hello, everybody. I honestly hadn't planned on doing another episode into the new year, and I know I haven't made that announcement to anybody. I know that y'all don't know this information until this very moment, but it's been a rough few months. The last episode we did was the first interview I ever had, which was with my dear friend and one of the most uniquely generous artists that I've ever had the privilege of knowing, Melat. She's a local artist in Austin, and that was the last episode I left you guys on, and I didn't have any explanation for that. One thing that you will learn about me is that I kind of go radio silent sometimes, and I've never been a really public-facing person anyway. I like my privacy. I like my anonymity in a way. I know that's odd coming from someone who kind of wants attention for the content they create, but, you know, it is what it is. But I had a thought a couple days ago. This is going to be a very, very low-edited episode. But I had a thought. It was very, very, very late or early, depending on what type of person you are. It was probably around 3 in the morning, if not a little bit later than that. And I went to go wash the dishes because I knew I wasn't going to want to do it in the morning when I actually have to wake up. And I had a very distinct urge to listen to Last Donut of the Night. And it occurs to me, and it occurs to me in a way that isn't a revelation, but more of a deep sense of sadness. And even in that sadness, a lot of gratefulness. Donuts, and I say this to say that I this is something that I knew and I was kind of privy to and understood given context, but there's some things that you know as fact that don't hit you until a lot later, and this is one of those situations. Donuts was absolutely J Dilla's goodbye note, and I know it seems obvious for me to say that, and it seemed obvious when I thought about it to myself, because I was like, yeah, I knew that when the album came out, I knew what it was about. But I think the reason why it hit me so profoundly is because the way it was created in its simplicity is one of the most complex and most richly heartbreaking and celebratory albums I've ever heard. In an album that is comprised of clips of beats that are no more than 2 minutes, I don't believe there's anything on the album that actually goes above a minute and a half, but we'll say 2 minutes. Some of the music on there and the way that he bends sound, for instance, with the track Lightworks, people who know, the way that he bends the words of a song or the way that he makes the beat envelop a certain sound or the beat and the music, the way that it enhances certain sounds so your ear hears it a certain way. He had a masterful understanding of how the ear works and how the ear and the mind connect, and that certain things that you hear, you may not actually be hearing what's true, but you're hearing what he wants you to hear. And Last Donut of the Night, I think it was so interesting to make that it's not the final song of the night, which is even more interesting if you think about it in that context, but to make it the penultimate song on that album and calling it the Last Donut of the Night, even if not necessarily the final in terms of the ordering that he had it in, which I think I need to do more research on that before I make a general statement about it, but regardless, the way that it falls on the album as we know it, as it is, as the Last Donut of the Night, for that to come before the track Welcome to the Show, I think is very, very intentional. Because the lyrics of The Last Stone of the Night, honestly, it comes in on the hard consonant sound of I. You know, I be, you know, that sort of thing that it does in the track. And then there's a different vocal that comes in that starts with, I'm not the man that I thought I would. And then B from that initial, you know, sort of vocal part is so, there's something that's so touching about it. That every time I think of that song, and it's the first song that I ever heard from J Dilla, oddly enough, and I know that I came to J Dilla very late in the game, at least consciously, because subconsciously I know that I've heard music from him before that, prior to that point, but consciously the first song that I heard from him, and it obviously, like a lot of people, was a bump on Adult Swim, and it caught me. And then I would hear more and more of his music from those bumps. And then I discovered who this person was who made that song. And thinking about it and listening to the music that came before it. And if you put it on a loop, it's that idea of, I say celebratory in the same breath as heartbreaking, because it's a celebration of his existence as a human being. And it goes from the very beginning of the album all the way to the end, where this is his reflection, his reflectory period on every moment that led up to that one. He was writing his story for us. It seems like a autobiography, this piece. He's expressing his understanding of what his life was and his consciousness of it in clips. And I think that is very particular as to why it was made the way that it was. I don't think they were simply meant to be used as loops or whatever. I think he was having these flashes of memory, and the memory he was getting wasn't necessarily about the substance of it, but what it taught him. And he translated the feeling of that moment, of that lesson, into these little clips, to the point that when you get to Lightworks, which is kind of in the middle of the album, you have a history of someone who's learning, of someone who's discovering and coming into their own and accepting that ownership of self. And then Lightworks comes on, and it comes from a commercial, by the way, but Lightworks comes, and the first line is about magic. You know, what makes the magic? I don't know all the words, and I'm not gonna try. The name of the game is Lightworks. Sparkle and gleam light up the sky. The name of the game is Lightworks. And it goes into this magical, transcendental, almost kind of extremely experimental explosion of sound. And even the little trick he played with the lyrics in there, again, if you know, you know, that kind of tracks. He's at this middle point in his life where everything is sparkling and exciting and everything's exploding, but everything is a mishmash of a lot of things, a lot of experiences, a lot of sounds, a lot of noise, and a lot of music in contrast, because you have the dissonant sound of noise, which is, you know, no pattern, no really eventual end, and then you marry that to actual music that has a set vision and it has a set path. And there are parameters, even when it comes to things that are free, there are parameters that lead you to a certain conclusion. And it drifts on through the entire album after that, talking about this moment after this explosion of his creative conscious self. And you get to a song at the end, like the last donut of the show, like this is my last burst. This is my last moment before the next big adventure in my life. And that's why the final song is Welcome to the Show. Because life has already been what it is. The next part of his journey is a completely different experience. And that's why I hold true to the idea of transition as opposed to death. Because death means that there's no more. And yes, in your body there's no more. In this phase, when death happens, in this phase, there is no more of that. It's now time to move on to whatever's next for your energy. The vessel that your energy was contained in is no longer alive, but the energy never dies. So it's now going, transitioning on to the next thing, the next show. So I just had this urge to talk about why Donuts is one of the most important albums in my life. Because this is the second time that it has saved me. And sort of like the album itself, there's a lot that led up to this moment of me remembering the purpose of that album as his note, as his goodbye note in the form that he's in, that he was in, you know. And then there's so much more that's going to come after, and so much messagery, I guess, so much messaging prior to this moment of me rediscovering the heartache of Donuts that, you know, is adding on to the other aspects of me moving into a new phase. There's a lot that's happening and has been happening that have pushed at me emotionally and mentally. And I don't want to name what those things are, obviously, because that's not what you're here for. But the point is, there are some artists for you, you know, and they'll be your, whoever this is for you, that's for you. But there's some artists in my life who even may not be my favorite artist, even though, like with a lot of things, that's probably the case. But there's some artists who, when I talk about transcending, this is what I mean. When I pose the question about artists who the impact that they have goes beyond their physical form. So when you say certain names, they instantly, among every human being you mention that name to, there's an instinctual recognition, and there's an instinctual pull and a knee-jerk reaction to those names that is usually, and not always, but very, very often, is tied to their craft. They'll start singing a song instantly, or they'll say a title of a song, or a memory attached to a certain sound connected with those artists. And one of those artists for me is J Dilla. And for the sheer reason that he saved my cerebral life when I heard him. And I heard him when I was in high school. But I remember very distinctly, we were riding somewhere. I don't know what it was. And I'm pretty sure we were on Christmas break. It was right after high school, going right into college. And I hear this song It's my brother playing a tape. He knew a lot more about certain artists before I even knew who they were at that point. And I thought, because it was a tape that included Jedi Mind Tricks, so that's what I thought it was. And I was like, oh my god, Mind Tricks is doing this? And it was Dilla. And the song that played was Lightworks. And again, was not the first song I'd heard from him, but I didn't recognize that song and that bump from Adult Swim as J. Dilla. I didn't know that's what his name was. I only discovered his name when I heard Lightworks on this tape that we were driving around at night, and Lightworks comes on, and my brain short-circuited. It's memories like that. It woke me up out of something that I probably didn't even realize I was in. From that very moment, I understood hip-hop differently. And it made me go back to those things that I loved when I was a kid and recognize something in it that had the same effect that Lightworks did. I understood, and that therefore means I understood music differently after I heard Lightworks. It really shook everything out of me. And now, some odd years later, that I will never tell you what that number is. Some years later, my brain goes back to the very first song I heard from Dilla. This song where you have a chorus of old-timey men, but it's on top of this sound that came from a different millennium. A different planet. And I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, that is one of the most, it's the simplest message. I'm not the man that I thought I'd be. But given the context, that gripped something in me. So I just had a need to talk about that. I was going to talk about something else, and I was genuinely going to wait until after the holidays to do so, but I just felt compelled to talk about this for a second. You're pretty much just going to hear all this. I'm sorry if it's annoying, and I'm sorry it's not sounding professional. Not like much of what I put on here sounds professional, but I just... You guys. No, that's not the best way to put this, but everybody. You all. I hope, with all that I am, that you find the thing. That you find the thing that makes you so happy that nothing can deter you from that thing. And that in moments when somebody will try to steal your happiness, in moments when people will consciously or otherwise attempt to remove your peace, when people try to do things that will undermine your greatness, when people try to force their projection of their insecurities on you, when people try to manipulate who you are and manipulate you into believing their version of who you are, when you are in a place of darkness, even when everybody else sees light, when you are weary, as J. Dilla was weary, as I have been weary, I hope with all of my being that the thing that has given you joy finds a way to crawl through all of that and reach you. You deserve happiness, you deserve light, and you'll never end this journey where you started. You're not who you thought you'd be. You're so much more. Thank you guys for listening to me ramble about J Dilla. I don't say it lightly. I say it with purpose. J Dilla saved my life.